As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, well, well. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Download it. Take us anywhere you go. And the podcast, you'll get that after 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm extremely tired because I got woken up about midnight by all this rain coming in my window.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
You had the window up?
It was like a monsoon out there.
Jeez. Are you flooded?
A little bit, yeah. The drywall's a little damp.
I'm surprised you're here. You should be home pumping. Pumping out all that water, man. It is wet. Well, were we in Seattle this morning?
It feels like it.
Man, look how dreary it is. I think it's going to burn off today, but maybe some more rain later on in the afternoon. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You flooded?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
You're not flooded?
No.
You're all good.
It was raining, and I left the window open, but I didn't get flooded.
No flooding.
Yeah. I just had that nice rain smell. I was sleeping.
Yeah, I went to bed. I didn't even know it rained.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, walked out, and drizzle. I'm like, what the heck? Where'd this come from? You know? I think it was supposed to rain yesterday, but we never got any.
Yeah, not until last night, late last night.
There was hail warnings and all kinds of stuff that they talked about yesterday, but I never saw it. I don't know. Maybe some areas got it. Not really sure. I'm a little perturbed this morning. By the way, where's Jamie? Jamie!
I don't know. I got no text.
Jamie! I'm a little perturbed this morning.
Why?
Well, because you're trying to do something that's a good deal for other people, and they just stand you up, man. They ghost you, you know? I've got a car I'm trying to get rid of, okay?
The BMW?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I listed it on Craigslist for $1,000, okay?
Which is a pretty great deal.
Yeah, I mean, the car runs. You'll get around town. Mechanic told me you could do nothing to it, probably run it for another 2 or 3 years.
That's a different story.
I put that in the listing. Okay. I said, hey, there is a recall. You need to get it over to Chomp or to some BMW dealer, and you got to take care of that.
You should have like a contract drawn up that says you're not liable for anything from that airbag before you sell it.
Already got that done, Spadell. I'm way ahead of you, pal. I've already got that all signed up and ready to go. Nobody seems to care about that for some reason,
really?
Though.
That's crazy.
No, nobody's even brought it up, to be honest. But I've had buyers that are on their way to the house and never show up. It's like, really?
You're just like standing out in the front yard. You're like twiddling your thumbs?
Basically.
Yeah.
No, I had a lady yesterday. I forgot her name, like Heather or something. Heather said, I'm on my way. I got $1,000 cash. I need that car. I need it. And I wrote her back, and I said, okay, I'll be here all afternoon. Come get the car. No problem. I'll be right here. Got the title in hand. Ready to go. Nothing.
Never showed up.
So I call her. 2 hours later, I call her, right? Call her and text her both. I've never heard from her since.
You got ghosted? You got a car ghosted.
Is that crazy? You know, we had that happen with a bicycle, I think it was, and a treadmill, where people on Marketplace and other people at TextNATO at 303-22-ALICE. If you had this too, where you try to sell something on Marketplace or even give it away, a couple of things we've been trying to give away, and people tell you that they're basically, maybe not physically, but they're on their way, saying, you know, hey, I'll be there in the next few hours, and never show.
I've actually been the person who doesn't show up before.
You schmuck?
Why? Yeah.
Why do you need? Why do you have somebody sitting in their garage waiting on you to show up so they can help you load something like a treadmill, and you don't even show? You don't even contact them back.
Well, I needed a door for my house, and they just had like a cheap like $40 door. But then I found a door that was a better option, and I just went and picked that door up, and I just kind of ghosted them.
But you told them like, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm going to pick this up.
I asked them where they lived. Yeah.
Wow.
You're no different than Heather.
Seriously.
And all right, we'll get into this later on in the program. All right.
You
schmuck. I knew you were that kind of person. Hey, it's Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Jamie?
Oh, my dome light won't shut off.
Oh, no. Which vehicle?
The Jeep.
Oh.
The Jeep. The Jeep won't
There's
shut.
Something every day with that
it
thing.
It is, right? It's like, what?
Is your other vehicle still at the other place?
It is. But I went in the garage and the dome light wasn't on or anything. And then all of a sudden I started and the dome light won't go off. And I have all the doors shut and everything because the side skids come up if they're not, you know.
Might run your battery down. Well, you might have a problem.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Well, some don't.
Thank you.
Some don't.
Like which ones?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's a few. Like a Chevy Volt. I don't know. No, the reason I ask about the other one, I think I'll swing by there today. I was going to take a look at it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, it's not for
Is that
sale.
Possible?
Yeah, it's not for sale. I changed my mind.
Oh, son of a gun. I got to go looking somewhere else now.
Yeah, I just think
Why'd
it's a bad
idea. Why'd you change your mind?
Because I think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just
To get a Tesla, you mean?
No, for me to sell you my car.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it,
Why is it a bad idea? You would sell it to somebody else?
Yeah.
Well, that's just schmucky of
no,
you.
No, didn't I say that?
She's got some anxiety about
I do, because on Friday I left it, I told Carson, I go, I just don't feel good about this.
Why?
Because it's at that point, because the kind of car it is, and
the mileage.
Yeah, it's right at the, if you remember the Range Rover.
Yeah.
Right at that mileage point, it starts blowing up.
But
it's known for that.
But if you and I,
we
in a very civil conversation,
yeah, very civil.
we agree that, hey, it doesn't matter from this day forward what happens to the vehicle.
I know.
There is no blame
but
that comes
everybody
back to
says
you.
That.
Then
but,
why would you?
And everybody says that, but nobody really feels it in their soul.
No, I would. You know me. I don't give a rat's you know what.
I know,
it
but in your soul,
you
know, you're
you
like...
You see what I drive.
I know, but still, I'm still mad at you about that bet, how you bet wrong, and I could have had $3,000, but instead I got $60.
That's it. Right. So, Ben, I screwed that one up on you, but I didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional.
But I mean, you know, most people would let that go. I have not.
No, you have not. You're holding it against me big time. Well, I'm going to go by there and look at it anyway. Screw you.
Hey, John at Highlands Ranch Imports, please don't let BJ look at my car.
Not only that, I'm going to tell him that you told me to take the keys and take it home for a few days.
Test drive it.
He would actually believe that.
Because I know Jamie, she'd never come and get it if I took it home.
Know, Finders right? keepers.
She would. She'd be like, I'm coming to get my car today. I wouldn't see her for weeks.
I mean tomorrow. I mean the next day. No, maybe next week. I'm definitely getting it next week.
Yeah. I mean, whoever has it in possession owns it. That's the way I look at it, right?
Yeah.
She would be that way, though.
I would.
If I went over there and got the key and drove it home, it would take you forever to come get it.
Well, no, or call 911.
Call the cops.
For theft.
Call the cops.
I did that to my son's dad. Yeah. Because he took my Benz to his girlfriend's house, and so I called the cops because it was stolen.
That's awesome.
Call the buzz.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show on the Odyssey app, free app. It is a beautiful morning. Look at the sunshine, Jamie.
Oh, oh my Oh, gosh.
And sun coming up.
Sunrise. Woo! I'm going to lay out today. Yeah, I think the high is going to get up to a whopping 57 mm-hmm. degrees as a high.
Scorcher.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put that baby oil and iodine mixture together, shake it up, and rub it all over my body.
Waterworld. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's be in you. Carpool.
You know what I was thinking about this morning? It's funny. That one, because it was, you know, it was obviously yucky out and stuff. That one year, I can't remember what year it was, where every day we felt sorry for Waterworld. Every single day, remember?
I can tell you, this came up in conversation last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ran into this lady who listens to our show. What was her name? Her name was, I can't remember. All right, we were at golf practice, and she recognized me, voice, whatever, and we were talking about the weather, because the front was moving in. It was 2 years ago. 2 years ago in June.
Really?
June was a complete rainout.
Every day we told Waterworld, we're so sorry. We're just so sorry. Because it was freezing. And it was, even one day, it seemed like it snowed in June.
You know, and anytime I'm out and run into a P1, a big fan of the show. A big fan of the show.
Oh, a P1?
Yeah, just a priority like one to listen to our program.
Oh, I thought it was like F1.
No, it's P1. No, okay. It's priority one. Okay. Priority one. Yeah. Anytime, we always talk weather.
Yeah.
We talk weather. Me and, I think her name was Rachel.
You know what bothered me yesterday about the show? And I don't know why. I'm sure all of us go home and think about the show, right? Like what bothered you, what you said that was dumb or something like that, right? You know what really bothered me yesterday about the show? And I don't know why. I was like, dude, am I starting to sound really butchy on the show? Like I literally thought this because I'm the only one that owns any Carhartt. Mm-hmm. And like at all, out of all four of us, I'm the only one that owns any Carhartt. And I'm like, maybe I should have slipped in there how much Louis Vuitton shoes I have. You know, I have a lot of red bottom shoes, so I don't seem so butch dykey. You know what I mean?
Leaving it out.
Yeah, because I'm like, am I just getting to where I'm like, yeah, I know how to fix my car.
Buddy, you should say that.
Yeah.
Rachel, yesterday at the golf practice, she asked me.
Is that Jamie butch dykey?
Is she as butchy as she sounds? I swear to you, that was conversation.
But I'm like, well, wait a minute. And so I start analyzing my own life, right? Because this is about me. And I was like, wait, I have acrylic nails on. I do my makeup. I like boys. Like, everything's normal. I just have Carhartt, and those are all sissy boys.
I don't have any.
You could have a point with that.
I didn't even know what Carhartt was until about a year ago.
It's also kind of trendy, and it's kind of fashionable, so maybe you don't have it for a reason. I don't know, but like I go to Buds and all those dudes are all in Carhartt and they're serious mechanics and farmers and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I just never have
gone
there.
Just never dressed up for the recliner?
No. I don't think they carry Carhartt where I shop. Kohl's doesn't have it, I don't think.
Well, no, but like Pro Bass Shops, Cabela's.
Yeah, never been in those places.
You've been to Cabela's.
I've been to Cabela's. Yes, I went to Pro Bass Shop one time to see Santa Claus.
Their Santa Claus setup is spot on.
Listen,
I think awesome. I'm the one that sent you there.
Yeah,
I said,
you did.
Dude, they nail it.
Look, I'm not impressed with a fish tank. I'm not impressed with the outdoor gear. I'm not impressed by the gun selection that's there. But I am impressed with Santa Claus.
Do you at least like that one room that's all, you know, overstock and like items that have been returned? That seems like your room.
I didn't make it to that one. Once I got that Sandy Land,
it was over with, man. I know, that's a pretty cool.
That Santa Claus was cool, though.
Yeah.
They have a good one.
They do, and they have all kinds of activities. Well, why are we talking about this in June?
I want to go now.
Because the weather feels like December. That's why.
That is true.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yesterday, I went to the golf practice, but I also went to that bicycle camp, all right?
Oh, that's right.
Jamie, I saw more
his
wrecks.
His son is 7, and he's in bicycle camp times 2. This is his second year.
Yep. He loved it. He is he's catching on quickly. He's focused. He can't wait to go back today.
Nice.
He's only there for 3 hours.
So the pavement will be very slippery.
Yeah, no.
That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll have a rain out.
Throw some grass on it too.
But these kids, yesterday was balance.
Oh.
They go by a word each day because these kids are like 3 years old up to 12 years old, right? First day was balance. First day on bicycle should be brakes, okay? That's the first thing, because I saw more wrecks yesterday. Oh, they were slamming into each other. Kids are crying.
Oh, God.
They've got Band-Aids out, patch up knees. I'm like, you should start the first day with brakes, folks.
Well, wait, you didn't teach them how to ride a bike. They're not going to listen to you.
No, they're not going to listen to me. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be one of those instructors.
Oh, my God, right?
What a nightmare out there. Lord. It's like herding cats.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I used to teach swim lessons to little kids. Yeah. And we had to get up at the crack of dawn on Saturdays, and the pool was so cold, and they did not want to get in the pool, and their moms would get so mad because they paid, right? They've already paid.
Yeah.
And you're like, get your kickboard. Come on, let's go. And they're like,
that's great.
And I don't know why they kept that pool so cold for these little kids.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It was a community pool.
Torture.
Yeah,
torture.
Right?
So Tabloid Trash coming up next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Jamie, you know me.
Through all the condos.
Who loves boats?
Wait, I can't hear
you. Oh, sorry. Who loves boats?
You do.
Me. I'd live in Miami in a heartbeat.
We're just talking about how the Rockies won.
I've eaten lunch over at the Fountain Blue.
The Rockies won.
Rockies won down in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling him how I was watching Wags to Riches. It's on Netflix, and they all of these people live in Miami. All these rich bitches, they all live in Miami. Man, just get on a big old yacht and just drive through all the skyscrapers. Looks amazing to me.
It is the sexiest city in America.
Yeah.
By far.
And you know sexy.
Yeah, I do know sexy. I've been down there many times
for
sexy.
You brought sexy back.
I did. I lived up. Well, I didn't live there, but I was down there a lot. Yeah. A lot. And man, oh man, is it hot.
Well, watch Wags to Riches. You'll be sad that you didn't marry a baseball player.
I do get sad when I see, like, a Miami area and those people, they live it up with their big yachts and stuff. Or I'm watching that house thing that where you can buy a condo, like, in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
Those things make me sad because I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I want to be that person, but I can't.
I know. None of us can. No. Just keep grinding away for the man.
I have to live in Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, Littleton's nice this time of
year. Yeah, but it's not very close to the ocean.
No, but there are a lot of new restaurants opening there and stuff. I see them all the time.
What, Littleton?
Yeah, on the next doors.
Mm.
And you're so close to Chatfield. Come on.
Mm.
Yeah, you can have a boat.
Mm.
I can see you wakeboarding. You know, rope.
We went and bought a wakeboarding, I guess it's one of those luggage containers you put on top of the car. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, go with wakeboarding. What are you talking about?
No. You know those big containers that you can put
the turtle?
Yeah, you can put a little snowboard, I guess, in there or whatever. Wakeboard. But you can put anything in there. We went and bought one over the weekend at REI. Because my wife wants to put her wakeboard on top of the car.
Why didn't she just get a rack?
To keep it available just in case she ever comes up on some water. Like today would be a good day. She could wakeboard right down the street, you know? But it's like an emergency backup kit, only it's a wakeboard to paddle to stay on top of the car. Yeah. You should have seen us shopping
for it. Is it a wakeboard or is it a stand-up paddleboard?
I don't know the difference.
Okay, so a stand-up paddleboard, you stand on it, you paddle. Yeah. A wakeboard, you use behind a boat.
It's inflatable.
Okay. So it's a paddleboard. So
it's a paddleboard, right?
Okay. Oh, she never knows when she might want a paddleboard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to keep that baby on high alert, you know? You got to be ready for any
sure
kind of water.
Ball Pete has the same thing on his car. Well, he's always ready.
Yeah, I don't know about him.
Yeah, because he does. And his wife go all the time. And remember, we're like, how does he stand up and keep his balance?
There's no wakeboard that can hold him.
I know. That's what we say every year. Yeah. Every year when he posts, he's out with Pam.
So we buy this big plastic container, right, with a little bitty lock on it, like anybody can break into it. I mean, it's really secure. The guy, he emphasized the lock is where it's REI. And Jamie, it's got a key like you would have for a little kid's safe, okay? You could take this thing and just jar it open with your hands.
No, you got to lock it.
Oh, this one comes with a lock feature. $1,000.
Oh,
man.
$1,000. You could probably find one on Marketplace for like $50.
They give them away on there.
But you know what? In your wife's defense, she's a little bit like me. Like, I get extreme like that. So here's me. I'm just looking, because I have 5 acres, right, on the river, and I don't know what to do with it. It's so much land. It's just so much land. So I'm looking out at it. I just mowed it. You know how you look at your lawn, like you said the other
day,
you mow it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I want to do with this piece of property? Like, do I want to put tiny houses on it, rent it out? You know, people can fish, whatever. I was like, pickleball on the water.
Yeah. You're a dreamer, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I am. I'm like, I can have somebody come out and pour a pickleball court. Now, of course, there's a bunch of trails along there, so I'm sure all the people enjoying nature will love to hear tuck, 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 that weird high-pitched sound. Tuck, 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 tuck.
I'm so out of place at REI. I mean, you're talking outdoorsy, man.
You're not part of the co-op.
I am not part. They can see it. You know, they're not trying to sell me crap because they know. They're trying to sell her everything, but they're not even approaching me.
BJ's looking at the instant meals like, these look yummy. So, you know, just add hot water? Really?
I'm looking at backpacks that were $248. A backpack. I'm like, really? Somebody pays for this?
They're expensive.
What is it, that Pangonia or Patagonia?
Patagonia.
Whatever.
It's a place.
It's also a backpack for $264. So Frog's into bicycle lessons, right?
Yeah.
And we're there on Sunday, so bicycle lessons are going to start the next day. My wife says, we need to ride the bikes more with Frog.
Oh, okay, this again.
Let's get you a bicycle. Oh, Beach, nice. Let's get you a bicycle. Which wouldn't you like?
Cannondale.
So I'm looking at them. I don't know one from another. I mean, to me, they're all huffies. Okay?
There's bikes I think you can get for like $30,000.
Oh, well, yeah.
That are made out of carbon fiber.
I said, this one. It's got a lime green look to it. It's not a huffy. It's not even a mongoose. I don't know what the name of this thing is. Trek or something like that. And I'm looking at it. $8,000. $8,000.
Yeah.
I said, honey, I got a BMW up trying to sell for a grand. $8,000 for a bike. Are you kidding me? I'll be in the car.
But you don't walk around there like, because I know for sure you walk around Home Depot like you know how to build stuff. You don't walk around there like you're an athlete?
No.
Like I'm a Colorado guy?
No, I can't.
Like
I'm
a hiker?
I can pull off the...
I spelunk.
Yeah, I can pull off the faking it in some stores, like a Home Depot, for an example. Pick up a drill. You know, do that. But I can't do it inside. No. I don't know how to use the equipment. Well, I tell you, I'm over there with a paddle waving it in the air.
Oh, fly swatter.
What a fly swatter. Yeah, nice one.
Hey, I have great news for you. First of all, I have not done any tabloid trash, so maybe we'll do it later. But... I did a catch and release, and I thought of you.
What do you mean?
I relocated.
Oh.
A what?
a moth.
No, you really didn't.
I did because I felt, okay, here's what happened. So there was a moth and it was crawling on my couch and I was like, I don't want to deal with you right now, okay? I am watching TV. Something good on Bravo. What was it last night? Anyway, it doesn't matter. And so I threw a blanket over it so I didn't have to watch it walk. Like I have a Christmas blanket that probably needs to go in storage now, but I threw, and it's really little. So I threw it over there and then I thought, is this how he wants to die? No, not under a Christmas blanket. This seems mean. So I grabbed the blanket, the Christmas blanket, and then I went to the front door and I shook it out and he was like, yay, thank you.
You really relocated
on the Bible.
All right, this all started from about a week ago, was it? Yeah. 2 weeks ago, something like that. All right, let me play the audio again. All right, we have a moth problem here.
Yes.
Okay. And I will tell you this, this story stuck with me. Because now I don't leave the door open anymore because my wife yells at me.
Yeah.
Because she gets her clothes eaten up. But this is the story
this
that
moth
this
doesn't
all started.
Eat them, though.
And in this story, they mentioned to relocate moths, and I blew a gasket. Okay, I'm like, really, really? I call it a fly swat. I'll relocate his ass, all right, to the toilet. After I smash him. Listen.
And thankfully, they don't really last too long here in the Front Range, but it's hard to predict if some years are going to have more or less moths than others. Experts tell me it could just depend on our winters, but we're usually just going to have to wait and see. Insect experts say they are not pests. They won't attack your clothes or your pets. They are completely harmless with no stinger or diseases.
A lot of the times, moths are going to be active during the night. They're just looking for an Airbnb. They just want their bed and breakfast. Like, we just encourage them to let them be. Try to, if you don't like them, just grab a container, move them. They're completely harmless, and then let them fly away.
Bears, now they...
Yeah, relocate them.
I did.
Relocate.
I did. BJ, I couldn't relocate let him ball. Suffocate under a Christmas blanket.
That's like relocating mice.
No, it's not.
You know.
No, mice are yucky, and they poop everywhere and stuff. But no, I gathered my little Christmas blankie. I went outside, and I shook it, shook it. And he landed on the concrete, and I was like, hey, buddy, I relocated you.
Made his day.
He was just like a little stunned because he hit the concrete. I don't know back or forward, but he was just like, oh, God. Because I don't know if they land on their feet like cats.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. You're a good person, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would have never done it. I would have smashed his brains out.
Well, I was kind of thinking, like, I don't want his, like, body parts on my Christmas blanket.
That is
know?
True.
Yeah, so it was kind of about me. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
What a report. One of the best we've done in a long, long time.
Award winning. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.